This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Cummings. This time the amps will not go to 11, a miniature Stonehenge will not drop from the ceiling, and drummers will spontaneously combust. But Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer are on the road again. Not as the spandex stars of Spinal Tap, perhaps the best-known fake heavy metal band in history, but as, well, as themselves. The longtime friends ditch the wigs, the costumes, the accents, and the electric guitars to perform songs from Spinal Tap, of course, but also from A Mighty Wind, where they starred as the Folksman, and from I'd like to talk with Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer about their long careers, their many collaborations, their music, or their friendship. Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website at npr.org. Just click on Talk with the Nation. Later in the program, New York Times editor Dana Jennings is waging a battle against cancer. Among the weapons in his arsenal is buzz cut. But first, this is not Spinal Tap. Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer join us from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. And it's nice to have you today to talk to the nation. Nice
Thank you.
And was I going out on a limb there to say you guys are friends?
No, you did so well that we really have nothing to talk about now.
Well, good.
We decided it was a good idea. We're going to work on that friendship. Yeah.
And this is a 30-city tour that you're going to go on. Is this going to be, you know, everybody on a bus and lots of debauchery, or is it three guys, three separate private jets?
Three different debaucheries for sure, because we have different tastes, don't we? We're going to do a little bus travel, mainly over airport.
But at our stage of the business, it's more debauchery than debauchery. We're rebauchery.
And you decided not to go into character, at least not on stage. To some degree, Nigel and those guys, they must be old friends by now. It must be a little sad not to have them on stage.
Well, no. It's sadder when they're on stage.
No, it's much, much more sad. We did, this is Christopher Guest, we did a few shows as ourselves, and it was a delight to not put on the wigs and not have the funny clothing and play the songs that we'd written. And I thought we'd do it again.
But they still show up within the songs.
They do.
There are certain things you just can't do. That street clothes voice, for example.
Do you find that the songs are different? I mean, that they're, this is actually pretty good?
Well, we always wrote them with the idea that at least musically they'd be pretty good. Lyrically, they might be questionable.
They're still questionable.
They're still questionable.
Maybe more so. Now.
Up to the minute.
Yeah.
But as we're rehearsing these songs for the show, we're finding that certain of them, clearly reimagining them as for the first time we're playing them as opposed to the choices that our characters would make in playing them. So they would be a little bit different.
For example, we had gotten to the point where we had 19 bass players on stage at Wembley Stadium a year and a half ago.
For Big Bottom.
For Big Bottom. And so now we've gone kind of minimalist.
Yep.
It's like the minimalist clown act, you know that? Where the little car drives up and one clown gets out. It's kind of similar to that.
Why don't we let the listeners judge for themselves? I understand you have a tune for us that debuted originally in Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Yes, it did. That's true.
In fact, this purports to be the disc debut of a group called the Thamesmen, which later morphed into the Tap We Know Loathe. Did I say Loathe?
Yeah, you did. Okay.
How's it going in?
It's called, it goes like this. It's called Give Me Some Money.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Or maybe you don't. Do I have to come right flat out and tell you everything? Give me some money. Give me some money. I said yeah. I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't intend to leave end-to-end. Give me some money. Give me some money. I said, yeah.
Go, Christopher Guest, go.
Wow, 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 wow. getting it right. So your face is okay, but your purse is too tight. So I'm looking for pound notes, loose change, bad checks, anything. Give me some money. 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 Give me some money.
Harry Shearer, Michael McKeon, and Christopher Guest. As, well, I guess originally as the Temps, and later as Spinal Tap, but now, well, as themselves at NPR West. 800-989-8255, email talk at npr.org. Christopher Guest, that was you on the Wawa break there?
Yes, we're going all analog on this tour. And
dialog in this case, because yeah, so picking on the sound waves.
Yeah, I've developed a vocal Wawa pedal. Saves on electricity.
And I did detect
difficult at dinner time.
Yes, I did detect a little bit of a British invasion beat in that tune. So,
yeah, kind of Merseyside.
Yep.
Well, Thames side.
Let's see if we can get some callers in on the conversation. And why don't we start with this is Belinda. Belinda with us from Boston.
Belinda.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got one big question. Are you going to do anything from the Lenny and the Squid Tones album?
We actually talked.
The first album I bought for myself my entire life.
I'm sad to hear that. Do you still have it?
I sure do.
Wow. Hang on to that. That's going to be worth like $11 someday. With
the poster, love that record. Right. Or for that matter, anything from Lenny.
Oh, wow.
A real fan. And they let you make these calls from that institution.
I do work for the state, thank you.
We briefly talked about doing Creature Without a Head, which was the love theme from the motion picture of the same name.
You're getting me all excited now.
Okay.
Well, what city do you live in?
I'm in Boston.
Oh, well, maybe for the Boston appearance, maybe we'll throw
I do have tickets.
Okay.
And I do
Thank
a radio
you.
Show here on the college station, and I play you a lot.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Belinda.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Belinda. Fill us in a little bit. The Lemmings was a steer.
No, Lemmings was a show National Lampoon did in, I think, 73 or 4, and at that time, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, and I were part of a group that did Paul
Schaefer.
And we did a radio show, and then we did this live show for a year in New York City, and there was an album that came out of it.
Okay, let's see if we can now go to Kevin, and Kevin's with us from Fort Wayne.
Yeah. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
I'm phenomenal, and I have to say, when I hopped in the car and heard you were going to be on, I was really, really pleased to hear that.
Oh, thank you. It's almost like gas selling for a dollar again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually, I was happier to hear it, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
But you know what, guys, I had one question. Neil, at the top of the show, you mentioned something about Spinal Tap being a fake band, and guys, my question for you was this. When you are acting as Spinal Tap, do you see yourself as a fake band, or tell me a little bit about that?
We try not to look at ourselves at all. No mirror.
Well,
no mirror room.
I think a little history, maybe, in order that Michael and I started writing songs together in college in 1967. The three of us have been playing music together for 30 years. So it's a real group in the sense that we've gone out on several tours and played, but it's an imaginary group, obviously a film, so there's a distinction.
Right. And the characters we play are not real, but when we're standing on stage playing music, we're them, and we're kind of playing as they would with their taste.
Okay.
Well, when you go back into character, do you have to have meetings to figure out what has happened to David and Nigel and Derek in the meantime?
Well, we usually have some little moment where we ask each other that question. Usually there's a journalist standing there with a pencil and paper. But we have filled ourselves in a little bit. Not much has changed.
The last time we had to do that, we did a little short film for Live Earth, and each of us sort of manufactured the most recent developments in our lives, so we're fairly up to date.
Because that's a lot of the process, or at least some of the process, Christopher Guest for the movies. A lot of these people work on their backstories so that they know each other.
No, they don't work on the backstories. Eugene Levy and I create all the backstories for the actors, and then
Get them to inhabit them.
Exactly. I've been making up stuff. I've been totally working.
Yeah, but you're the
backstory.
Exception, Michael. Don't tell Harry. Right.
Yeah, really don't tell me.
Kevin, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very good much, question. Gentlemen.
Good question. Enjoy your ride.
Here's an email from Mark in Frankfort, Kentucky. I'm a big fan of all three of your guests besides the material they've collaborated on. What are each guest's favorite material of the other two guests? This should be short.
Oh. Well, I like a lot of the funny stuff that Chris wrote with other people and alone for in the Lampoon years. And just aside from that, a short film that he did with the agents around the table.
Oh,
that's so one of my favorite pieces of comedy writing. I don't know what that's called.
I don't either.
Okay. So good luck finding that. And
that's called Business as Usual.
Harry is one of my favorite satirical songwriters. I couldn't think of just one thing. I want to hear my favorite Tom Lehrer song? I can do that. Easier to pick out my favorite.
Well, he stopped writing 35 years ago.
That's why.
Yeah. Easy to memorize.
Yeah.
I like all of Michael's songs.
Yeah. He's written
dozens of songs. And Harry's radio show was one of the great radio shows.
The show.
Ever.
Yeah.
The show.
And I'm a huge admirer of the one Christopher Guest film I've had nothing to do with, which is Best in Show, the dog movie. And I have to second that Michael is great songwriters of our time. You should hear more of his stuff.
We will, after a short break. We're talking with Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer this hour, erstwhile members of Spinal Tap. More after the break. 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join the conversation. Stay with us. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Cohn. 25 years ago, they were the trio behind Spinal Tap. Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer are with us this hour as themselves. About to take their show on the road again, this time unwigged and unplugged. They're taking calls. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Got some more callers on the line. This is Sheila. Sheila with us from Pleasant Plains, Ohio.
Hello. I'm a great Harry Shearer fan. I love the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
I'm listening to all three of you on this program, and I'm wondering if all three of them, if there really are all three of you, or are you all three of them?
Yeah, doesn't mean, Harry, you're doing all these voices.
No, I couldn't bother. No, they're all here.
Release the hounds.
Can you all three make a tone together, and so I know they're actually all three of you? Yay! Thank you.
There you
so
go.
Much.
Thanks, Sheila.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thanks very much. Email from Joe in Minneapolis. Have you guys ever thought of making a mockumentary about a fake public radio station? believe me, it'd be long and dull.
There was a great idea floating around about the Mel Lyman people taking over KPFK.
Oh, yeah. 70. The problem with that idea, Neil, is the fundraising for the movie would have to go on forever.
20 minutes out of every hour
of the movie we'd have to be
we're
trying
to
complete this movie,
ladies and gentlemen. You can't leave the theater until
such time. Collins is on the line from Milford in Delaware.
You pay for your other movies, now pay for this one.
Sorry, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm a big fan, and this is my problem I like to take my kids to select concerts, different things that they would like. Most concerts I'd want to take them to, I can't afford to. Ticket prices are $75, $100, $125 a ticket.
Oh, we're nowhere near that.
Oh, we're $300.
Yeah.
No.
So
no.
You're out of the... Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, are you going to be playing some venues where the ticket prices are going to be reasonable, where working people can afford to go?
That's the idea. I mean, working people have to afford to play there, too. So they have to be a certain size of...
We don't know exactly what they're charging, but we're playing in theaters that are like 2,000, 3,000 seaters. We're not playing big rock and roll venues. And I think one of the reasons, Neil, that we are doing this show this way this year is because both for us and for the public, it's a more affordable venture than the big rock and roll extravaganza that nobody can afford at this point in time.
Just shipping all that equipment.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah. And shipping
us. Logistical nightmare, yeah. Well, that's another issue. You've got to put holes in the boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Collins, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's see if it goes.
I thought he was going to ask if the show was clean enough to bring it.
No, well, I didn't ask that question.
We're not going there. Matt's on the phone from Livermore, California.
Hey, guys. Huge fan here.
Thank you.
I have to say, Spinal Tap and Best in Show are probably two of my favorite films of all time. And the question I have about the mockumentary genre, how much of that is improv and how much of that are you following a script and you know, line to line?
Eugene Levy and I create an album. This is Christopher Guest speaking. Eugene Levy and I do an outline that's typically about 25 pages long. We've done a description of the characters and a very intricate description of what happens in the story. And then during the scenes, there are no lines written down. So the entire film, all the films that I've done, they're improvised films.
It's about a film. If you looked at one of these scripts, it would look like a normal movie script that the CIA had come in and redacted all the dialogue at the time. Yeah.
Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now it's the turn of Tom. Tom in Sunnyvale, California.
Huge, huge bad guys.
Thank you.
And the music, I actually enjoy the music. But I'm waiting for that Mocha Ice rap album.
Oh, yeah. You know, the rap scene has been pretty well paradised, kind of in similar fashion. It was a Fear of a Black Hat and CB4, but, you know, both very funny movies are about that scene.
And also, Vanilla Ice has now apologized for Ice Baby,
which, yeah, by itself is pretty damn funny.
Yeah. Now, wasn't the film Gladiator about that?
Yes, and it was improvised.
Isn't it fair to say also that you guys do music, you make fun of music you grew up with to some degree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't know if it's making fun of it. It's looking at it in a different way.
We grew up.
It's that extension to it.
Making the air quotes.
Yeah. We were talking about in Mighty Wind, you perform as a folk trio, the Folksman. I think it was Martin Mull who said at one point, quite, you know, back in the 60s, it was a real danger. That stuff almost caught up.
He referred to it as the big folk music scare.
Yes, the big folk music scare. Would you perform something from that for us?
Sure. I think we sort of have to.
Might.
It might sound something
contractual.
Like this. It's called Never Did No One.
We should start that again.
I think so.
I'm not getting entirely all the...
Just move further away from it.
I did. That's what I mean. One,
two, three. My mama was the cold, no wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west to hell, where the trains don't even. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheels. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. They say the highway's just one big road, and it goes from here to there. And they say you carry a heavy load when you're rolling down the line somewhere. Never seen the dance of the telephone poles as they go whizzing by. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering high. Never did no wandering low. The sailor his life was a life for him, but never was for me. And I never saw where the hawk might soar, or see what the hawk might see.
I might see what the hawk might see.
Never hiked to heaven on a mountain trail. Never rode on a river's rage.
No,
never did no one dream. Never did no one grin. Never did no one grin after all. Never did no one grin. Never did no one grin. Never did no one grin after all. Never did no one grin.
Folks, with Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer, the glory of radio is we can imagine them all in identical candy striped button-down shirts.
You don't have to imagine them. That's what we're doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
Have you left your blazers out there in the hallway?
In the hot sun.
In the hot sun. Let's get another caller on the line. This is Tony. Tony with us from Cleveland.
I was just wondering if Nigel had ever finished his mom-inspired classical piano.
Yes, you're referring to the one in D minor.
Yeah,
the saddest of all
the saddest of all keys.
Yes.
No, that's a long haul for Nigel. Nigel's been working on it for 30 years, and he's really not any further along.
Schubert didn't finish his symphony too.
That's true.
Yeah, but Paul McCartney did.
Yeah, that's true. He's no Schubert.
Thanks very much, Tony.
Nobody is Schubert now.
Nope.
Let's see if we can go.
It's neither ice cream nor sugar.
Brian's with us from Vacaville in California.
Brian.
Hi, gentlemen. Hey, this is Brian calling from Vacaville. I played drums for Dan Hicks in the Hot Licks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about Dan Hicks.
He was just you were just playing here with Van Dyke and the whole gang, right?
Well, actually, no. He doesn't take a drummer on the road with him.
Oh, I know the feeling.
So I play mostly local gigs. And with also with his Bayside group, and also I'm on the new album called Tangled Tales, which came out last week.
I just bought it. It's wonderful.
Oh, glad you liked it. We spent a lot of time on it. We recorded down at the record plant in Sausalito, and it was fantastic.
Now we can tell you're a professional musician because you got the plug in nicely. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, hey, I've got tickets for your show in
Great.
Oakland on the 22nd. And just real quickly, do you want me to bring my drums?
If you value your life, I wouldn't.
Real quickly, no.
No, we're not set up for we're traveling at like Dan with a drummer.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just thought I'd give it a shot.
Thank you.
Once again,
thank
really appreciate your movies, and your music is top-notch.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks very much for the call, Brian.
My car broke down in Vacaville one time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a song.
Still there.
Another caller from Cleveland. This is John.
Vacaville needs Cowtown.
Yeah. Hi,
hello.
There.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hey, you know what? I got to tell you, I played in Spinal Tap. Not your band per se, but we've had the exploding bass player, and I just wanted to say thanks because the movie sums up every band that I have ever played in, and I don't know what else to say than that. When you played in Cleveland, I had to say I was impressed, and everybody I took with me was impressed. You guys are better live than you are on the album.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much.
And it was a great show. Are you guys coming to Cleveland this time?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
Excellent. I'm getting tickets.
Cool.
Okay, man.
Yeah,
he has a good time when you're here.
Thank you.
Always do.
Thank you. He brings up a point, which is we were on tour a few years ago at Spinal Tap, and people would come up and ask us, do you guys really play? And we'd laugh at that for a moment, and then we'd think, well, most of the big acts that are out there now are using digital stuff and digital backups and digital vocals and stuff. And it's like, well, the drum band is like, we actually play.
It's also the fact that you're working on a new album. Of course, all the songs in Spinal Tap, the album that he referred to, they were performed, well, a la live, so they were from the soundtrack album.
Right. And we've done something about that. We've actually gone and re-recorded all the songs from the original movie, kind of to make them sound like the way they would have sounded if they had been released.
The Lost Studio.
The Lost Studio record is exactly what it is.
With some new songs.
Pay no attention to the calendar. It happened a long time ago. But it does sound a lot better.
We've added about seven or eight new
your songs as well.
Yep, that's right.
Harry Shearer, Michael McKeon, and Christopher Guest, a.k.a. The Folksman, and Spinal Tap. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Elijah. Elijah with us from Warsaw.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a really big fan of all your stuff, and it's really cool to hear you on NPR here.
Thank you.
I was wondering, are there any mockumentaries in the mix coming up here in the next couple of years? Anything you have planned?
There may be nothing I'm involved in.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not working on another film. I've set aside a year really to do some music doing that. So
yeah.
I have nothing coming out tomorrow.
Chris also did a beautiful record that just came out of not funny music with his pals, David Aker and CJ Razor.
It's called The Bayman Brothers, and that's more of a, it's an instrumental album, and it's, I was going to say it's real music. It's actual music.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Here's an email from Michael in Richmond, California. As a member of the working rock and roll community, albeit as a crew member, I must tell you that this is Spinal Tap is required viewing on every tour bus in the country. The only time your movie was not funny was in the middle of a Great White Tour, where we got snowed in on the bus between Salt Lake and Denver. Everything that happened in the movie happened to us on that tour. We could no longer laugh. This was in 1990. I laugh again now. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Great White snowed in. It sounds like a joke.
Yes, it does.
Wow. Well, we thank him for that. We were the only bus, I think, that was touring in 2000 that had no copy of This Is Spinal Tap on board.
Right.
We seen it. We've been
here. Jeff with us. Another caller from Cleveland.
I own Spinal Tap, and it was packaged inconceivably with Sid and Nancy, a far less entertaining film.
Wow, you mean it was bundled with them?
Bundled, yes. And my friends come over and see my DVD collection and say to me, why in the world do you own Sid and Nancy? I'm just wondering how you three gentlemen suggest I justify Sid and Nancy in my DVD collection.
My answer is that it's not that bad a movie, and that Gary Oldman is very good, and Chloe Webb is very, very good. So
it pales in comparison to Spinal Tap.
Well, it's not as funny.
It was a shipping error. It was originally supposed to be Spinal Tap with Ben Hur. Was the original packaging.
It would have been both comedies then. I guess
that's right.
There you go.
Sid would have been Ben, and Nancy would have been her.
Right. Jeff, thanks very much.
Hated her.
Thanks.
And let's see, we get one last caller in. This is Steve from Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Fellas, I think our family is the biggest fans you have. I think we have more copies of your movie than anyone else.
Cool. All right.
We're really wondering whether you consider the tour an outro or a retro tour. And the disc of this tour, do you think it'll be able to have a hole in it to get some talent? Or easier to get better?
You know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Well, it's actually Futro, because we haven't started yet. It'll become Nowtro when we
are doing it
in Vancouver. And right now, it's still just a couple of weeks in the future.
And that first stop is Vancouver, BC?
That's true.
Yeah, we're warming up on the Canadians.
And then we're trickling down, because that works so well in the economy. We're trickling down to Portland, Seattle, and then back to
Oakland,
and
L.A.
And L.A. and Anaheim, and then points east.
And how are you arranging the show? Is it all, if you've arranged it yet, are you doing a Spinal Tap half and a Folksman's half?
No, that's the whole idea, I think.
And it's still in the process of working out how that flows. We have a bunch of songs to do, and we're looking at what flows from putting together those things.
And we're also, it's not just music. We're showing some seldom, if not ever seen videos, and telling some amusing stories about that. Life making these movies and people we run into in the course of it. So it's an entire evening. It's a farrago.
It's really an evening for our fans, people who are smart enough to have kind of showed up at the right place.
Three consecutive monologues. Anyway, Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer, thank you all so much for your time today. Good luck on tour.
Thank you very much.
Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer joined us from NPR West in Culver City, California.